Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living your best life. And let's get real, sometimes that best life feels about as achievable as finding a unicorn wearing a tutu, especially when negativity throws its big ol' shadow over everything we do. Ever feel like those negative thoughts are a relentless chorus chanting, "You can't, it won't work," and "just give up already"? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But the good news is, you have the power to rewrite that script. This podcast isn't about burying our feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning how to manage them, reframe them, and ultimately use them as fuel for a more positive mindset. Think of it like this. Negativity is like that leaky faucet in your kitchen, annoying, disruptive, and needs fixing. But instead of just ignoring it, let's learn how to turn off the leak and maybe even upgrade to a fancy new faucet while we're at it. Okay, so what are some practical ways to tackle these pesky negative thoughts? Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. Number 1. Awareness is your superpower. You know that saying, "You can't fix what you don't acknowledge." It's pure gold when it comes to negativity. Start paying attention to those thought patterns. When do they pop up? What triggers them? Recognizing the enemy is the first step to defeating it. Number 2. Challenge your inner critic. Ever notice how that voice in your head is harsher than anyone else you know would ever be? Time to put on your detective hat and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, those negative voices are just projections of our own insecurities. Number 3. Practice gratitude like it's going out of style. Seriously, make time each day to appreciate the good stuff. It could be as simple as enjoying your morning coffee, feeling the sunshine on your skin, or having a hilarious conversation with a friend. When you focus on the positive, those negativity gremlins have less space to wiggle around. Number 4. Get moving. Exercise isn't just about getting that beach bod, though, hey, that's a nice bonus. Physical activity releases endorphins, which are natural mood boosters. So go for a walk, hit the gym, dance like nobody's watching, whatever gets your body and mind moving. Number 5. Surround yourself with positivity. Think of it like a social filter. Choose to spend time with people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you laugh. Limit your exposure to negativity wherever possible. That includes certain news outlets, social media accounts, or even conversations that drain your energy. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer struggling with self-doubt. Every time she sat down to write, her inner critic would screech, "This is terrible. You're not good enough." Feeling discouraged, Sarah almost gave up on her dream. But then she remembered this podcast. She started practicing gratitude for the gift of creativity and the stories she wanted to tell. She surrounded herself with supportive friends who encouraged her writing. And slowly but surely, Sarah's negative thoughts began to fade. She found joy in the process again and even started sharing her work with others. Remember, overcoming negativity is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when those thoughts feel overwhelming. But the key is to keep showing up for yourself, practice these strategies, and celebrate every victory along the way. You are capable of creating a positive mindset. Believe in that power within you. So, take what you've learned today and put it into action. Challenge those negative thoughts, write down 3 things you're grateful for, and reach out to someone who lifts you up. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little dose of positivity in their life. You got this. I'll be here tomorrow with more tips and tricks to help you live your best life. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.